All right, back to it now with my friend Matt Hall, who's been on the program a number of times. He's the Republican leader for the State House in Michigan. Hopes to get be majority leader, you know, after November. I hope he does, too. Talking about growing the economy in Michigan is kind of a tricky thing. You've heard lately, probably, over the next few years, Michigan's going to lose 700,000 people. It'll be less crowded. Good for me, but not good for business so much. Matt, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Always good to see you, my friend. All right, so Representative Martin has a plan to grow local business, to help Michigan business thrive. Tell me about this.
Yeah, Representative Dave Martin, myself and others are doing a great job on this. So, you know, if you remember back, Governor Whitmer created a population council because she couldn't figure out why Michigan's population was declining. And this population council was full of her handpicked experts and insiders and allies. And the conclusion they came to is Michigan has no coordinated economic growth plan. Instead, it's kind of a strung together series of poll tested ideas that Whitmer has that don't really fit together. And that's one of the main reasons why we're losing population is if you can't get a high paying career in Michigan, you're going to look somewhere else. And if you can't keep more of your money and afford to live here, you're going to go somewhere else. So what the House Republicans did was we decided, you know what, if the Democrats are not going to come up with an economic growth plan for Michigan, then House Republicans will. And we're going to go out there on the campaign trail this year, and we're going to lay it out and talk about it, a different future for Michigan that will be a more prosperous future.
It's got to be. Look, Michigan, maybe more than just about anywhere else, the COVID lockdowns were brutal from this governor, as you know. The restrictions, I mean, she was arresting people for cutting hair, sending the state police to shut them down, as you know. Nothing heavy-handed about that. Matt, about shutting down people cutting hair. So the point being is that Michigan's kind of been, business owners have kind of been on their back foot, you know, backed up by the government, kind of, you know, off balance. And how many companies went out of business altogether during the pandemic? I don't think we've ever come back from that. And so we need to put into place business-friendly policies. But instead, they throw out right to work. They raise taxes. I mean, do they understand any of this, or do they just want everybody to be on welfare with no source of revenue?
Yeah, well, Whitmer's philosophy is if we support unions and stack the deck against businesses by putting in policies that they view as pro-worker, then all the workers will come to Michigan and the businesses will have to be here. That's a backwards way of looking at it. You know, if it's too expensive to do business in the state, businesses won't be here. So What we've put forward, number one, is we must reverse the Democrat income tax increase that took effect this year. I think you know that the income tax went up this year. You know, since Whitmer took office, spending has gone up 46%. Not many people's paychecks have gone up 46% in that time. So the first step is we have to repeal that income tax increase. You know, the states that are growing across the country are states that are cutting their income tax. You mentioned the second one. The second one is we must restore right to work in Michigan. You know, when they repealed right to work, they sent a signal across the country that Michigan is not open for business. I've sat in meetings where we're trying to attract companies to the state, and they said, if you repeal right to work, we're not even going to consider you because, you know, we want to go to states that are not as adversarial. The third thing that we desperately need is regulatory reform and simplifying interactions with business in our state. I'll just say it's much easier to help an existing company grow and to make things better for an existing company than it is to go out and hunt new companies. Whitmer's philosophy has been, let's make it more expensive to do business in Michigan, and then let's go pick who we want to come to Michigan, and let's write them a check. It's much easier.
Exactly right. You know, we squander how much money in corporate welfare? Oh, we'll give you all this money. Oh, these tax breaks. Oh, well, and it never turns out the way they promise. And it's not just Whitmer. I can go all the way back to Engler and say, you see, when money was thrown out by these folks, it didn't work then, doesn't work now. It's been a lot more aggressive in the last couple of years, that's for sure. Whitmer throwing money in every direction. You know, this whole film thing is the one that just really gets under my skin, man. I hate that thing because I know how dishonest it is. You know, yeah, we can pay Clint Eastwood how many millions of dollars to come here, set up shop for a few weeks. You have a few temporary jobs serving, you know, lunch and sodas and makeup, and then they're gone. And away with it goes all our millions of dollars. What do we get out of that? Doodly squad is the answer. And I hate that stuff, Matt. Where am I wrong?
Exactly. So we're talking, you know, instead we need to simplify interactions with government. You know, we're proposing every year that they review 20% of their rule sets and evaluate them based on, are these science-based? How do these affect income and jobs? Rather than the criteria they use, which is, you know, how does this affect bats or snakes, you know, and things. I mean, just things that, you know, they're not taking into account the effect on job creation and incomes and things like that. You know, the next thing is we want to see them start measuring these workforce development programs. Whitmer talks about things like free community college for all. Well, if we're going to help people gain the skills to get higher paying careers, then we need to be making sure they're graduating from the programs, that they're getting a credential that they can actually use that's in demand. We shouldn't just be paying for someone to get a women's studies degree and not graduate.
Agreed.
There should be a reason for it.
Yeah, there's so many. There's just so many bad ideas being embraced, and it's not just Michigan. I'm not. That's not fair. There's bad ideas being embraced everywhere, Matt. Let's just give credit where credit's due. There's just crappy ideas everywhere. Yeah. Anyhow, I'll give you the last word.
Sure. And then the last thing is we need accountable and transparent economic development programs. You made the point that they're just writing out checks, billions of dollars that could go to roads, education, but instead it goes to big corporations, and many of which are Chinese battery plants. So the only critical industry in the state shouldn't be electric battery plants. We need more accountability and transparency. And if we are doing those programs, we better get a great return for the taxpayer. They must be very high paying jobs. They should go to small businesses too, and they should be geographically balanced. So we're going to fight to bring more accountability to those programs, and we're going to ensure, because Whitmer's making horrible deals, and we're going to make sure that more of the emphasis is on small business and growing our businesses here instead of hunting, because that approach is failing Michigan.
I agree with that. House Republican Leader Matt Hall, always a pleasure. Keep fighting, Matt. I know it must get tiring at times, but just keep fighting. We're going to turn this corner at some point, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber.
Peak Wealth Management.
Tired of your dues paying for union politics? They try to hide it, but union bosses spend billions in dues every election cycle to fund a radical agenda that is out of touch with rank-and-file union workers. But there's good news. You can stop it. You don't have to pay for union politics. A Supreme Court case won by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation means public employees can stop paying union dues completely. Exercise your rights and request free legal aid from the National Right to Work Foundation, nrtw.org/Michigan, nrtw.org/Michigan.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.